them astray through the daughters of men. The second was named Azabiel. He imparted to the holy sons of God evil counsel and led them astray so that they defiled their bodies with the daughters of men. And the third was named Gadriel. He it is who showed the children of men all the blows of death. And he led astray Eve, and showed the weapons of death to the sons of men, the shield, and the coat of mail, and the sword for battle, and all the weapons of death to the children of men. And from his hand they have proceeded against those who dwell on the earth from that day and for evermore. And the fourth was named Penemue. He taught the children of men the bitter and the sweet, and he taught them all the secrets of their wisdom. And he instructed mankind in writing with ink and paper, and thereby many sinned from eternity to eternity, and until this day. For men were not created for such a purpose, to give confirmation to their good faith with pen and ink. For men were created exactly like the angels, to the intent that they should continue pure and righteous, and death, which destroys everything, could not have taken hold of them. But through this, their knowledge, they are perishing, and through this power, it is consuming me. And the fifth was named Kazdijah. This is he who showed the children of men all the wicked smitings of spirits and demons, and the smitings of the embryo in the womb that it may pass away, and the smitings of the soul, the bites of the serpent, and the smitings which befall through the noontide heat. The son of the serpent, named Tabaaet. And this is the task of Kazbael, the chief of the oath which he showed to the holy ones when he dwelt high above in glory, and its name is Bica. This angel requested Michael to show him the hidden name, that he might enunciate it in the oath, so that those might quake before that name and oath who revealed all that was in secret to the children of men. And this is the power of this oath, for it is powerful and strong. And he placed this oath, Akee, in the hand of Michael. And these are the secrets of this oath. And they are strong through this oath. And the heaven was suspended before the world was created and forever. And through it the earth was founded upon the water, and from the secret recesses of the mountains came beautiful waters, from the creation of the world and unto eternity. And through that oath the sea was created, and as its foundation he set for it the sand against the time of its anger, and it dare not pass beyond it from the creation of the world unto eternity. And through that oath are the depths made fast, and abide and stir not from their place, from eternity to eternity. And through that oath the sun and moon complete their course, and deviate not from their ordinance, from eternity to eternity. And through that oath the stars complete their course, and he calls them by their names, and they answer him from eternity to eternity. And in like manner the spirits of the water and of the winds and of all zephyrs and their paths from all the quarters of the winds. And there are preserved the voices of the thunder and the light of the lightnings. And there are preserved the chambers of the hail and the chambers of the hoarfrost, and the chambers of the mist, and the chambers of the rain and the dew. And all these believe, and give thanks before the Lord of spirits, and glorify him with all their power. And their food is in every act of thanksgiving. They thank, and glorify, and extol the name of the Lord of spirits, for ever and ever. And this oath is mighty over them, and through it they are preserved, and their paths are preserved, and their course is not destroyed. Close of the third parable. And there was great joy amongst them, and they blessed and glorified and extolled, because the name of that Son of Man had been revealed unto them. And he sat on the throne of his glory, and the sum of judgment was given unto the Son of Man. And he caused the sinners to pass away and be destroyed from off the face of the earth, and those who would have led the world astray. With chains shall they be bound, and in their assemblage place of destruction shall they be imprisoned, and all their works vanish from the face of the earth. And from henceforth there shall be nothing corruptible, for that Son of Man has appeared, and has seated himself on the throne of his glory, and all evil shall pass away before his face. And the word of that Son of Man shall go forth and be strong before the Lord of spirits. This is the third parable of Enoch. The final translation of Enoch. Chapter 70. And it came to pass after this, that his name, during his lifetime, was raised aloft to that Son of Man, and to the Lord of spirits, from amongst those who dwell on the earth. And he was raised aloft on the chariots of the Spirit, and his name vanished among them. And from that day I was no longer numbered amongst them. And he set me between the two winds, between the north and the west, where the angels took the cords to measure for me the place for the elect and righteous. And there I saw the first fathers, and the righteous who from the beginning dwell in that place. Two earlier visions of Enoch. Chapter 71. And it came to pass after this, that my spirit was translated, and it ascended into the heavens, and I saw the holy sons of God. They were stepping on flames of fire. Their garments were white, and their raiment, and their faces shone like snow. And I saw two streams of fire, and the light of that fire shone like hyacinth. And I fell on my face before the Lord of spirits. And the angel Michael, one of the archangels, seized me by my right hand, and lifted me up, and led me forth into all the secrets. And he showed me all the secrets of righteousness. And he showed me all the secrets of the ends of the heaven, and all the chambers of all the stars, and all the luminaries, whence they proceed before the face of the holy ones. And he translated my spirit into the heaven of heavens. And I saw there, as it were, a structure built of crystals, and between those crystals, tongues of living fire. And my spirit saw the girdle which girt that house of fire. And on its four sides were streams full of living fire, and they girt that house. And round about were seraphim, cherubic, and ophanim. And these are they who sleep not, and guard the throne of his glory. And I saw angels who could not be counted, 1,000 thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000, encircling that house. And Michael, and Raphael, and Gabriel, and Phanuel, and the holy angels who are above the heavens, go in and out of that house. And they came forth from that house. And Michael, and Gabriel, Raphael, and Phanuel, and many holy angels, without number. And with them, the head of days. His head, white and pure as wool, and his raiment, indescribable. And I fell on my face, and my whole body became relaxed, and my spirit was transfigured. And I cried with a loud voice, with the spirit of power, and blessed, and glorified, and extolled. And these blessings which went forth out of my mouth were well pleasing before that head of days. And that head of days came with Michael and Gabriel, Raphael and Phanuel, thousands and 10,000s of angels without number. In parenthesis, lost passage wherein the Son of Man was described as accompanying the head of days. And Enoch asked one of the angels concerning the Son of Man as to who he was. And he, the angel, came to me and greeted me with his voice and said unto me, This is the Son of Man, who is born unto righteousness, and righteousness abides over him, and the righteousness of the head of days, forsakes him not. And he said unto me, He proclaims unto thee peace in the name of the world to come. And from hence has proceeded peace since the creation of the world. And so shall it be unto thee for ever and for ever and ever. And all shall walk his ways, since righteousness never forsaketh him. With him will be their dwelling places, and with him their heritage, and they shall not be separated from him for ever and ever and ever. And so there shall be length of days with that Son of Man. And the righteous shall have peace and an upright way in the name of the Lord of Spirits for ever and ever. The Book of the Courses of the Heavenly Luminaries. The Son. Chapter 72. The Book of the Courses of the Luminaries of the Heaven. The relations of each, according to their classes, their dominion, and their seasons, according to their names and places of origin, and according to their months, which Uriel, the holy angel who was with me, who is their guide, showed me. And he showed me all their laws, exactly as they are, and how it is with regard to all the years of the world, and unto eternity, till the new creation is accomplished, which dureth till eternity. And this is the first law of the luminaries. The luminary, the sun, has its rising in the eastern portals of the heaven, and its setting in the western portals of the heaven. And I saw six portals in which the sun rises, and six portals in which the sun sets, and the moon rises and sets in these portals, and the leaders of the stars, and those whom they lead. Six in the east, and six in the west, all following each other in accurately corresponding order. Also, many windows to the right and left of these portals. And first, there goes forth the great luminary, named the sun. And his circumference is like the circumference of the heaven, and he is quite filled with illuminating and heating fire. The chariot on which he ascends, the wind drives, and the sun goes down from the heaven and returns through the north in order to reach the east, and is so guided that he comes to the appropriate portal and shines in the face of the heaven. In this way, he rises in the first month in the great portal, which is the fourth of those six portals in the east. And in that fourth portal from which the sun rises in the first month are 12 window openings, from which proceed a flame when they're opened in their season. When the sun rises in the heaven, he comes forth through that fourth portal 30 mornings in succession, and sets accurately in the fourth portal in the west of the heaven. And during this period, the day becomes daily longer, and the night nightly shorter, to the 30th morning. On that day, the day is longer than the night by a ninth part, and the day amounts exactly to 10 parts, and the night to 8 parts. And the sun rises from that fourth portal, and sets in the fourth, and returns to the fifth portal of the east 30 mornings. And rises from it, and sets in the fifth portal. And then the day becomes longer by 2 parts, and amounts to 11 parts, and the night becomes shorter, and amounts to 7 parts. And returns to the east, and enters into the sixth portal, and rises and sets in the sixth portal 31 mornings, on account of its sign. On that day, the day becomes longer than the night, and the day becomes double the night, and the day becomes 12 parts, and the night is shortened, and becomes 6 parts. And the sun mounts up to make the day shorter, and the night longer, and the sun returns to the east, and enters into the sixth portal, and rises from it, and sets 30 mornings. And when 30 mornings are accomplished, the day decreases by exactly 1 part, and becomes 11 parts, and the night 7. And the sun goes forth from that sixth portal in the west, and goes to the east, and rises in the fifth portal for 30 mornings, and sets in the west again in the fifth western portal. On that day, the day decreases by 2 parts, and amounts to 10 parts, and the night to 8 parts. And the sun goes forth from that fifth portal, and sets in the fifth portal of the west, and rises in the fourth portal for 1 and 30 mornings on account of its sign, and sets in the west. On that day, the day is equalized with the night, and becomes of equal length, and the night amounts to 9 parts, and the day to 9 parts. And the sun rises from that portal, and sets in the west, and returns to the east, and rises 30 mornings in the third portal, and sets in the west in the third portal. And on that day, the night becomes longer than the day, and night becomes longer than night, and day shorter than day, till the 30th morning. And the night amounts exactly to 10 parts, and the day to 8 parts. And the sun rises from that third portal, and sets in the third portal in the west, and returns to the east, and for 30 mornings rises in the second portal in the east, and in like manner sets in the second portal in the west of the heaven. And on that day, the night amounts to 11 parts, and the day to 7 parts. And the sun rises on that day from that second portal, and sets in the west in the second portal, and returns to the east into the first portal for 1 and 30 mornings, and sets in the first portal in the west of the heaven. And on that day, the night becomes longer, and amounts to double of the day, and the night amounts exactly to 12 parts, and the day to 6. And the sun has therewith traversed the divisions of his orbit, and turns again on those divisions of his orbit, and enters that portal 30 mornings, and sets also in the west, opposite to it. And on that night has the night decreased in length by 1/9 part, and the night has become 11 parts, and the day 7 parts. And the sun has returned, and entered into the second portal in the east, and returns on those his divisions of his orbit for 30 mornings, rising and setting. And on that day the night decreases in length, and the night amounts to 10 parts, and the day to 8. And on that day the sun rises from that portal, and sets in the west, and returns to the east, and rises in the third portal for 1 and 30 mornings, and sets in the west of the heaven. On that day the night decreases, and amounts to 9 parts, and the day to 9 parts. And the night is equal to the day, and the year is exactly as to its days, 364. And the length of the day and of the night, and the shortness of the day and of the night arise. Through the course of the sun, these distinctions are made. So it comes that its course becomes daily longer, and its course nightly shorter. And this is the law, and the course of the sun, and his return as often as he returns, 60 times, and rises, the great luminary, which is named the sun, for ever and ever. And that which thus rises is the great luminary, and is so named according to its appearance, according as the Lord commanded. As he rises, so he sets, and decreases not, and rests not, but runs day and night. And his light is sevenfold brighter than that of the moon, but as regards size, they are both equal. Chapter 73. And after this law I saw another law dealing with the smaller luminary, which is named the moon. And her circumference is like the circumference of the heaven, and her chariot in which she rides is driven by the wind, and light is given to her in definite measure. And her rising and setting change every month, and her days are like the days of the sun. And when her light is uniform, full, it amounts to the 7th part of the light of the sun. And thus she rises, and her first phase in the east comes forth on the 30th morning, and on that day she becomes visible, and constitutes for you the first phase of the moon on the 30th day, together with the sun, in the portal where the sun rises. And the one half of her goes forth by a seventh part, and her whole circumference is empty without light, with the exception of one seventh part of it, and the 14th part of her light. And when she receives one seventh part of the half of her light amounts to one seventh part and the half thereof. And she sets with the sun. When the sun rises, the moon rises with him and receives half of one part of light. And in that night, in the beginning of her morning, in the commencement of the lunar day, the moon sets with the sun and is invisible that night with the 14 parts and the half of one of them. And she rises on that day with exactly a seventh part and comes forth and recedes from the rising of the sun. And in her remaining days, she becomes bright in the remaining 13 parts. Chapter 74. And I saw another course, a law for her, and how according to that law she performs her monthly revolution. And all these Uriel, the holy angel, who is leader of them all, showed to me, and their positions. And I wrote down their positions as he showed them to me. And I wrote down their months as they were, and the appearance of their lights till 15 days were accomplished. In single seventh parts she accomplishes all her light in the east, and in single seventh parts accomplishes all her darkness in the west. And in certain months she alters her settings, and in certain months she pursues her own peculiar course. In 2 months the moon sets with the sun, in those two middle portals, the third and the fourth. She goes forth for 7 days, and turns about and returns again through the portal where the sun rises, and accomplishes all her light, and she recedes from the sun, and in 8 days enters the sixth portal from which the sun goes forth. And when the sun goes forth from the fourth portal, she goes forth 7 days, until she goes forth from the fifth, and turns back again in 7 days into the fourth portal, and accomplishes all her light. And she recedes, and enters into the first portal, in 8 days. And she returns again in 7 days unto the fourth portal, from which the sun goes forth. Thus I saw their position, how the moon rose and the sun set in those days. And if 5 years are added together, the sun has an overplus of 30 days, and all the days which accrue to it for one of those 5 years, when they are full, amount to 364 days. And the overplus of the sun and of the stars amounts to 6 days. In 5 years, 6 days every year come to 30 days, and the moon falls behind the sun and stars to the number of 30 days. And the sun and the stars bring in all the years exactly, so that they do not advance or delay their position by a single day unto eternity, but complete the years with perfect justice in 364 days. In 3 years there are 1,092 days, and in 5 years 1,820 days, so that in 8 years there are 2,912 days. For the moon alone, the days amount in 3 years to 1,062 days, and in 5 years she falls 50 days behind, to the sum of 1,770, there is to be added 1,062 days. And in 5 years there are 1,770 days, so that for the moon the days in 8 years amount to 2,832 days. For in 8 years she falls behind to the amount of 80 days. All the days she falls behind in 8 years are 80. And the year is accurately completed in conformity with their world stations, and the stations of the sun, which rise from the portals, through which it, the sun, rises and sets 30 days. Chapter 75. And the leaders of the heads of the thousands, who are placed over the whole creation and over all the stars, have also to do with the 4 intercalary days, being inseparable from their office, according to the reckoning of the year. And these render service on the 4 days which are not reckoned in the reckoning of the year. And owing to them, men go wrong therein. For those luminaries truly render service on the world stations, one in the first portal, one in the third portal of the heaven, one in the fourth portal, and one in the sixth portal. And the exactness of the year is accomplished through its separate 364 stations. For the signs, and the times, and the years, and the days the angel Uriel showed to me, whom the Lord of glory hath set forever over all the luminaries of the heaven, in the heaven and in the world, that they should rule on the face of the heaven, and be seen on the earth, and be leaders for the day and the night, the sun, moon, stars, and all the ministering creatures which make their revolution in all the chariots of the heaven. In like manner, 12 doors Uriel showed me, open in the circumference of the sun's chariot in the heaven, through which the rays of the sun break forth, and from them is warmth diffused over the earth, when they are opened at their appointed seasons. And for the winds and the spirit of the dew, when they are opened, standing open in the heavens at the ends. As for the 12 portals in the heaven, at the ends of the earth, out of which go forth the sun, moon, and stars, and all the works of heaven, in the east and in the west, there be many windows open to the left and right of them, and one window at its appointed season produces warmth, corresponding, as these do, to those doors from which the stars come forth according as he has commanded them, and wherein they set, corresponding to their number. And I saw chariots in the heaven, running in the world, above those portals in which revolve the stars that never set. And one is larger than all the rest, and it is that that makes its course through the entire world. The 12 windows and their portals. Chapter 76. And at the ends of the earth I saw 12 portals open to all the quarters of the heaven, from which the winds go forth and blow over the earth. 3 of them are open on the face, the east of the heavens, and 3 in the west, and 3 on the right, the south of the heaven, and 3 on the left, the north. And the 3 first are those of the east, and the 3 are of the north, and 3, after those on the left, of the south, and 3 of the west. Through 4 of these come winds of blessing and prosperity, and from those 8 come hurtful winds. When they are sent, they bring destruction on all the earth, and on the water upon it, and on all who dwell thereon, and on everything which is in the water, and on the land. And the first wind from these portals, called the east wind, comes forth through the first portal which is in the east, inclining towards the south. From it come forth desolation, drought, heat, and destruction. And through the second portal in the middle comes what is fitting, and from it there come rain, and fruitfulness, and prosperity, and dew. And through the third portal, which lies toward the north, come cold and drought. And after these come forth the south winds through 3 portals. Through the first portal of them, inclining to the east, comes forth a hot wind. And through the middle portal next to it come forth fragrant smells, and dew, and rain, and prosperity, and health. And through the third portal, lying to the west, come forth dew, and rain, locusts, and desolation. And after these, the north winds. From the 7th portal in the east, come dew and rain, locusts, and desolation. And from the middle portal come in direct direction health, and rain, and dew, and prosperity. And through the third portal in the west come cloud, and hoarfrost, and snow, and rain, and dew, and locusts. And after these four are the west winds. Through the first portal adjoining the north come forth dew, and hoarfrost, and cold, and snow, and frost. And from the middle portal come forth dew, and rain, and prosperity, and blessing. And through the last portal, which adjoins the south, come forth drought, and desolation, and burning, and destruction. And the 12 portals of the four quarters of the heaven are therewith completed, and all their laws, and all their plagues, and all their benefactions, have I shown to thee, my son, Methuselah. The four quarters of the world, the seven mountains, the seven rivers. Chapter 77. And the first quarter is called the east, because it is the first, and the second, the south, because the Most High will descend there. Yea, there, in quite a special sense, will he who is blessed for ever descend. And the west quarter is named the diminished, because there all the luminaries of heaven wane and go down. And the fourth quarter, named the north, is divided into three parts. The first of them is for the dwelling of men, the second contains seas of water, and the abysses, and forests, and rivers, and darkness, and clouds. And the third part contains the garden of righteousness. I saw seven high mountains, higher than all the mountains which are on the earth. And thence comes forth hoarfrost, and days, seasons, and years pass away. I saw seven rivers on the earth, larger than all the rivers. One of them, coming from the west, pours its waters into the great sea. And these two come from the north to the sea, and pour their waters into the Erythraean Sea in the east. And the remaining four come forth on the side of the north to their own sea, two of them to the Erythraean Sea, and two into the great sea, and discharge themselves there, and some say, into the desert. Seven great islands I saw in the sea, and in the mainland, two in the mainland, and five in the great sea. The Sun and Moon, the Waxing and Waning of the Moon. Chapter 78. And the names of the sun are the following. The first, or Jahres, and the second, Tomas. And the moon has four names. The first name is Asonja, the second, Ebla, the third, Benase, and the fourth, Erae. These are the two great luminaries. Their circumference is like the circumference of the heaven, and the size of the circumference of both is alike. In the circumference of the sun, there are seven portions of light, which are added to it more than to the moon, and, in definite measures, it is transferred till the seventh portion of the sun is exhausted. And they set and enter the portals of the west, and make their revolution by the north, and come through the eastern portals on the face of the heaven. And when the moon rises, 1/14th part appears in the heaven. The light becomes full in her. On the 14th day, she accomplishes her light. And 15 parts of the light are transferred to her, till the 15th day, when her light is accomplished, according to the sign of the year. And she becomes 15 parts, and the moon grows by the addition of 14 parts. And in her waning, the moon decreases on the first day to 14 parts of her light, on the second to 13 parts of light, on the third to 12, on the fourth to 11, on the fifth to 10, on the sixth to 9, on the seventh to 8, on the eighth to 7, on the ninth to 6, on the 10th to 5, on the 11th to 4, on the 12th to 3, on the 13th to 2, on the 14th to the half of a seventh, and all her remaining light disappears wholly on the 15th. And in certain months, the month has 29 days, and once 28. And Uriel showed me another law. When light is transferred to the moon, and on which side it is transferred to her by the sun. During all the period during which the moon is growing in her light, she is transferring it to herself when opposite to the sun. During 14 days, her light is accomplished in the heaven. And when she is illumined throughout, her light is accomplished full in the heaven. And on the first day, she's called the new moon, for on that day the light rises upon her. She becomes full moon exactly on the day when the sun sets in the west, and from the east she rises at night, and the moon shines the whole night through till the sun rises over against her, and the moon is seen over against the sun. On the side whence the light of the moon comes forth, there again she wanes, till all the light vanishes, and all the days of the month are at an end, and her circumference is empty, void of light. And 3 months she makes of 30 days, and at a time she makes 3 months of 29 days each, in which she accomplishes her waning in the first period of time, and in the first portal for 177 days. And in the time of her going out, she appears for 3 months of 30 days each, and for 3 months she appears of 29 each. At night she appears like a man for 20 days each time, and by day she appears like the heaven, and there is nothing else in her save her light. Recapitulation of several of the laws. Chapter 79. And now, my son, I've shown thee everything, and the law of all the stars of the heaven is completed. And he showed me all the laws of these for every day, and for every season of bearing rule, and for every year, and for its going forth, and for the order prescribed to it, every month and every week. And the waning of the moon, which takes place in the sixth portal. For in this sixth portal her light is accomplished, and after that there is the beginning of the waning. And the waning which takes place in the first portal in its season, till 177 days, are accomplished, reckoned according to weeks, 25 weeks and 2 days. She falls behind the sun and the order of the stars exactly 5 days in the course of one period, and when this place, which thou seest, has been traversed. Such is the picture and sketch of every luminary which Uriel the archangel, who is their leader, showed unto me. Chapter 80. And in those days the angel Uriel answered and said to me, Behold, I have shown thee everything, Enoch, and I have revealed everything to thee that thou shouldst see this sun and this moon and the leaders of the stars of the heaven, and all those who turn them, their tasks and times and departures. Perversion of nature and the heavenly bodies, owing to the sin of man. And in the days of the sinners, the years shall be shortened, and their seed shall be tardy on their lands and fields, and all things on the earth shall alter, and shall not appear in their time. And the rain shall be kept back, and the heaven shall withhold it. And in those times the fruits of the earth shall be backward, and shall not grow in their time. And the fruits of the trees shall be withheld in their time. And the moon shall alter her order, and not appear at her time. And in those days the sun shall be seen, and he shall journey in the evening on the extremity of the great chariot in the west, and shall shine more brightly than accords with the order of light. And many chiefs of the stars shall transgress the order prescribed, and these shall alter their orbits and tasks, and not appear at the seasons prescribed to them. And the whole order of the stars shall be concealed from the sinners, and the thoughts of those on the earth shall err concerning them, and they shall be altered from all their ways. Yea, they shall err, and take them to be gods. And evil shall be multiplied upon them, and punishment shall come upon them, so as to destroy all. The Heavenly Tablets and the Mission of Enoch. Chapter 81. And he said unto me, Observe, Enoch, these heavenly tablets, and read what is written thereon, and mark every individual fact. And I observed the heavenly tablets, and read everything which was written thereon, and understood everything, and read the book of all the deeds of mankind, and of all the children of flesh that shall be upon the earth to the remotest generations. And forthwith I blessed the great Lord, the King of glory for ever, in that he has made all the works of the world. And I extolled the Lord because of his patience, and blessed him because of the children of men. And after that I said, Blessed is the man who dies in righteousness and goodness, concerning whom there is no book of unrighteousness written, and against whom no day of judgment shall be found. And those seven holy ones brought me, and placed me on the earth before the door of my house, and said to me, Declare everything to thy son Methuselah, and show to all thy children that no flesh is righteous in the sight of the Lord, for he is their creator. 1 year we will leave thee with thy son, till thou givest thy last commands, that thou mayest teach thy children, and record it for them, and testify to all thy children. And in the second year they shall take thee from their midst. Let thy heart be strong, for the good shall announce righteousness to the good. The righteous with the righteous shall rejoice, and shall offer congratulation to one another. But the sinners shall die with the sinners, and the apostate go down with the apostate. And those who practice righteousness shall die on account of the deeds of men, and be taken away on account of the doings of the godless. And in those days they ceased to speak to me, and I came to my people, blessing the Lord of the world. Charge given to Enoch, the four intercalary days, the stars which lead the seasons and the months. Chapter 82. And now, my son Methuselah, all these things I am recounting to thee and writing down for thee, and I have revealed to thee everything, and given thee books concerning all these. So preserve, my son Methuselah, the books from thy father's hand, and see that thou deliver them to the generations of the world. I have given wisdom to thee and to thy children, and thy children that shall be to thee, that they may give it to their children for generations, this wisdom, namely, that passeth their thought. And those who understand it shall not sleep, but shall listen with the ear, that they may learn this wisdom. And it shall please those that eat thereof better than good food. Blessed are all the righteous. Blessed are all those who walk in the way of righteousness, and sin not as the sinners, in the reckoning of all their days, in which the sun traverses the heaven, entering into and departing from the portals for 30 days with the heads of thousands of the order of the stars, together with the four which are intercalated, which divide the four portions of the year, which lead them and enter them with 4 days. Owing to them, men shall be at fault, and not reckon them in the whole reckoning of the year. Yea, men shall be at fault, and not recognize them accurately, for they belong to the reckoning of the year, and are truly recorded thereon for ever, one in the first portal, and one in the third, and one in the fourth, and one in the sixth, and the year is completed in 364 days. And the account thereof is accurate, and the recorded reckoning thereof exact. For the luminaries and months and festivals and years and days has Uriel shown and revealed to me, to whom the Lord of the whole creation of the world hath subjected the host of heaven. And he has power over night and day in the heaven to cause the light to give light to men, sun, moon, and stars, and all the powers of the heaven, which revolve in their circular chariots. And these are the orders of the stars, which set in their places, and in their seasons, and festivals, and months. And these are the names of those who lead them, who watch that they enter at their times, in their orders, in their seasons, in their months, in their periods of dominion, and in their positions. Therefore leaders, who divide the four parts of the year, enter first, and after them the 12 leaders of the orders who divide the months. And for the 360 days there are heads over thousands who divide the days. And for the four intercalary days there are the leaders which sunder the four parts of the year. And these heads over thousands are intercalated between leader and leader, each behind a station, but their leaders make the division. And these are the names of the leaders who divide the four parts of the year which are ordained: Milkiel, Helemelech, and Melajal, and Narel, and the names of those who lead them: Adnarel, and Ijasuael, and Alomael. These three follow the leaders of the orders. And there is one that follows the three leaders of the orders, which follow those leaders of stations that divide the four parts of the year. In the beginning of the year, Melchijal rises first and rules, who is named Tamenai, and the sun and all the days of his dominion while he bears rule are 91 days. And these are the signs of the days which are to be seen on earth in the days of his dominion: sweat, and heat, and calms. And all the trees bear fruit, and leaves are produced on all the trees, and the harvest of wheat, and the rose flowers, and all the flowers which come forth in the field. But the trees of the winter season become withered. And these are the names of the leaders which are under them: Berkael, Zelebzel, and another who is added ahead of 1,000 called Hilujaseph. And the days of the dominion of this leader are at an end. The next leader after him is Helemelech, whom one names the Shining Sun, and all the days of his light are 91 days. And these are the signs of his days on the earth: glowing heat and dryness, and the trees ripen their fruits and produce all their fruits ripe and ready. And the sheep pair and become pregnant, and all the fruits of the earth are gathered in, and everything that is in the fields and the winepress, these things take place in the days of his dominion. These are the names and the orders and the leaders of those heads of thousands: Gidiajal, Kiel, and Hiel, and the name of the head of 1,000 which is added to them, Asphael, and the days of his dominion are at an end. The Dream Visions. First Dream Vision on the Deluge. Chapter 83. And now, my son Methuselah, I will show thee all my visions which I have seen, recounting them before thee. Two visions I saw before I took a wife, and one was quite unlike the other. The first, when I was learning to write; the second, before I took thy mother, when I saw a terrible vision. And regarding them, I prayed to the Lord. I had laid me down in the house of my grandfather Mahalalel, when I saw in a vision how the heaven collapsed, and was borne off and fell to the earth. And when it fell to the earth, I saw how the earth was swallowed up in a great abyss, and mountains were suspended on mountains, and hills sank down on hills, and high trees were rent from their stems, and hurled down, and sunk in the abyss. And thereupon a word fell into my mouth, and I lifted up my voice to cry aloud, and said, "The earth is destroyed." And my grandfather Mahalalel waked me as I lay near him, and said unto me, "Why dost thou cry so, my son? And why dost thou make such lamentation?" And I recounted to him the whole vision which I had seen. And he said unto me, "A terrible thing hast thou seen, my son, and of grave moment is thy dream vision as to the secrets of all the sin of the earth. It must sink into the abyss and be destroyed with a great destruction. And now, my son, arise, and make petition to the Lord of glory, since thou art a believer, that a remnant may remain on the earth, and that he may not destroy the whole earth. My son, from heaven all this will come upon the earth, and upon the earth there will be great destruction. After that I arose, and prayed, and implored, and besought, and wrote down my prayer for the generations of the world. And I will show everything to thee, my son, Methuselah. And when I had gone forth below, and seen the heaven, and the sun rising in the east, and the moon setting in the west, and a few stars, and the whole earth, and everything as he had known it in the beginning, then I blessed the Lord of judgment, and extolled him because he had made the sun to go forth from the windows of the east. And he ascended and rose on the face of the heaven, and set out and kept traversing the path shown unto him. Chapter 84. And I lifted up my hands in righteousness, and blessed the Holy and Great One, and spake with the breath of my mouth, and with the tongue of flesh, which God has made for the children of the flesh of men, that they should speak therewith. And he gave them breath, and a tongue, and a mouth, that they should speak therewith. Blessed be thou, O Lord, King, great and mighty in thy greatness, Lord of the whole creation of the heaven, King of kings, and God of the whole world. And thy power and kingship and greatness abide for ever and ever, and throughout all generations thy dominion. And all the heavens are thy throne for ever, and the whole earth thy footstool for ever and ever. For thou hast made, and thou rulest all things, and nothing is too hard for thee. Wisdom departs not from the place of thy throne, nor turns away from thy presence. And thou knowest, and seest, and hearest everything, and there is nothing hidden from thee, for thou seest everything. And now the angels of thy heavens are guilty of trespass, and upon the flesh of men abideth thy wrath until the great day of judgment. And now, O God and Lord and great King, I implore and beseech thee to fulfill my prayer, to leave me a posterity on earth, and not destroy all the flesh of man, and make the earth without the inhabitant, so that there should be an eternal destruction. And now, my Lord, destroy from the earth the flesh which has aroused thy wrath. But the flesh of righteousness and uprightness establish as a plant of the eternal seed, and hide not thy face from the prayer of thy servant, O Lord. The second dream vision of Enoch, the history of the world to the founding of the Messianic kingdom. Chapter 85. And after this I saw another dream, and I will show the whole dream to thee, my son. And Enoch lifted up his voice and spake to his son Methuselah. To thee, my son, will I speak. Hear my words, incline thine ear to the dream vision of thy father. Before I took thy mother Edna, I saw in a vision on my bed, and behold, a bull came forth from the earth, and that bull was white, and after it came forth a heifer, and along with this latter came forth two bulls, one of them black and the other red. And the black bull gored the red one and pursued him over the earth, and thereupon I could no longer see that red bull. But that black bull grew, and that heifer went with him. And I saw that many oxen proceeded from him, which resembled and followed him. And that cow, that first one, went from the presence of that first bull in order to seek that red one, but found him not, and lamented with a great lamentation over him, and sought him. And I looked till that first bull came to her and quieted her, and from that time onward she cried no more. And after that she bore another white bull, and after him she bore many bulls and black cows. And I saw in my sleep that white bull likewise grow and become a great white bull. And from him proceeded many white bulls, and they resembled him. And they began to beget many white bulls, which resembled them, one following the other, even many. The fall of the angels and the demoralization of mankind. Chapter 86. And again I saw with mine eyes as I slept, and I saw the heaven above. And behold, a star fell from heaven, and it arose, and ate, and pastured among those oxen. And after that I saw the large and the black oxen, and behold, they all changed their stalls, and pastures, and their cattle, and they began to live with each other. And again I saw in the vision, and looked towards heaven, and behold, I saw many stars descend, and cast themselves down from heaven to that first star, and they became bulls amongst those cattle, and pastured amongst them. And I looked at them, and saw, and behold, they all let out their privy members like horses, and began to cover the cows of the oxen. And they all became pregnant, and bare elephants, camels, and asses. And all the oxen feared them, and were affrighted at them, and began to bite with their teeth, and to devour, and to gore with their horns. And they began, moreover, to devour those oxen. And behold, all the children of the earth began to tremble and quake before them, and to flee from them. Chapter 87. And again I saw how they began to gore each other, and to devour each other. And the earth began to cry aloud. And I raised mine eyes again to heaven, and I saw in the vision. And behold, there came forth from heaven beings who were like white men. And four went forth from that place, and three with them. And those three that had last come forth grasped me by the hand, and took me up away from the generations of the earth, and raised me up to a lofty place, and showed me a tower raised high above the earth, and all the hills were lower. And one said unto me, Remain here till thou seest everything that befalls those elephants, camels, and asses, and the stars, and the oxen, and all of them. The Punishment of the Fallen Angels by the Archangels. Chapter 88. And I saw one of those four who had come forth first, and he seized that first star which had fallen from the heaven, and bound it hand and foot, and cast it into an abyss. Now that abyss was narrow and deep, and horrible, and dark. And one of them drew a sword, and gave it to those elephants and camels and asses. Then they began to smite each other, and the whole earth quaked because of them. And as I was beholding in the vision, lo, one of those four who had come forth stoned them from heaven, and gathered and took all the great stars, whose privy members were like those of horses, and bound them all hand and foot, and cast them in an abyss of the earth. The Advent of the Seven Archangels. Chapter 89. The Deluge and the Deliverance of Noah. And one of those four went to that white bull, and instructed him in a secret, without his being terrified. He was born a bull, and became a man, and built for himself a great vessel, and dwelt thereon. And three bulls dwelt with him in that vessel, and they were covered in. And again I raised mine eyes towards heaven, and saw a lofty roof, with seven water torrents thereon. And those torrents flowed with much water into an enclosure. And I saw again, and behold, fountains were opened on the surface of that great enclosure, and that water began to swell and rise upon the surface. And I saw that enclosure till all its surface was covered with water. And the water, the darkness, and mist increased upon it. And as I looked at the height of that water, the water had risen above the height of that enclosure and was